Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio Countdown. Number 10.
How common is this in society, I guess, or in biology for somebody to be convinced that they have the brain of the other gender and then until not to really act on until they're 65?
Yeah, I think one of the main things you raised there is the time length at which it took Bruce Jenner to acknowledge this. I mean, 65 and coming out like this is quite a shock. In terms of the overall rates, it's rare. I mean, it's rare in terms of the transgender experience for someone to go through life and at some point to really firmly believe that the person they are is not what their body shows in some way, so that their gender, their psychology of who they are does not match their biology of who they are.
There's talk host Tommy Tucker with psychologist Dr. Jason Lanter. They're discussing Bruce Jenner and his interview last week with Diane Sawyer, the Bruce Jenner transgender issue, number 10 this week on our Talk Radio Review, the Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air. I'm Doug Steffen. We're overviewing the top topics for the week ending Friday, the 1st of May, reviewing all 10 of the talk radio hits during this hour. Folks at Talkers Magazine, which is inside Talkers.com, where Talkers Radio is, Talkers Television, all sorts of things that have to do with this fascinating business that focuses on what people are talking about in our country. So, as we monitor talk radio programs and hosts and stations around the country, you will get a pretty good idea of what people are talking about in the main if you stick around for the next hour, counting them down from number 10 to number 1, and that Bruce Jenner subject is at number 10.
Number 9.
Number 9 is the trial of James Holmes. Here's talk host Dave Ross with a focus on all the warning signs that were missed leading up to the shooting in that movie theater in Aurora, Colorado.
I was listening to some of the opening arguments in the James Holmes trial for the Aurora, Colorado theater shooting, and I heard the public defender explaining what was going through Holmes' mind when he opened fire in that theater 3 years ago.
The reason is that he has a psychotic delusion that he thinks it will somehow increase his self-worth.
And I found myself thinking, why are we trying to analyze this man's mind? Because that's not the real problem. The real problem is that this was a terror attack that we missed. James Holmes was sending out warning signals right under our noses. He warned a psychiatrist, his ex-girlfriend, and a fellow grad student that he was over the edge. And he made a series of pretty suspicious purchases, buying 6,350 rounds of ammunition online. On May 22nd, he buys a Glock 22 pistol. On May 28th, a Remington 870 shotgun. On June 7th, a Smith & Wesson semi-automatic rifle. On July 2nd, he orders body armor. And finally, on July 6th, he buys another Glock 22. Had he done all this after traveling to an ISIS training camp, he'd have been swarmed by undercover agents. But in this case, no one was watching. And so 2 weeks after buying his last weapon, he opens fire in that theater and shoots 71 people, 12 of whom died. And here we are, 3 years later, and what are we hearing?
You can run at this from any direction you want, and you will not come up with a reason that makes any sense. Because it doesn't.
Okay, whatever that means. But what I do know is that the next delusional person's out there somewhere, slipping through the cracks in the mental health system, making his plans, legally buying everything he needs, and dropping all sorts of dots, which we have no way to connect, because no one's looking.
Number 8.
Number 8 on the list of the top 10 this week, the White House Correspondents' Dinner and the fun that all sorts of people from all sorts of news and the news media business had last Saturday night. Here's host John Howell talking to Brett Baer from Fox for a review of the president's comments.
Not afraid to poke fun at racial issues.
ABC is here with some of the stars from their big new comedy, Black-ish. It's a great show, but I have to give ABC fair warning. Being Black-ish only makes you popular for so long. Trust me. a shelf life to that thing.
And also the president poked fun at himself.
And Bernie Sanders might run. I like Bernie. Bernie's an interesting guy. Apparently, some folks really want to see a pot-smoking socialist in the White House. We could get a third Obama term after all.
What do you think overall? I thought the president did pretty well Saturday night.
Yeah, he did. He's gotten, after 6 years, his comedic chops definitely intact. His timing is very good, and he looks like he has fun doing it. So he had the crowd, definitely, and he had some great lines in there. The best stuff, obviously, that usually works well is self-deprecating. We saw it with George Bush. We've seen it with President Obama, and he killed on Saturday.
Brett Barrett, as many times as you've seen presidents do this,
yeah, 13,
do,
I think.
Do they get edgier once they're, you know, the pressure's off? As he said, I'm in the fourth quarter of my presidency. I thought it was pretty edgy, and there were some really kind of controversial jokes there.
There were, but, you know, again, jokes, so you have to take it in context. But, yeah, I mean, his bucket list riff was
vulgar,
you know, kind of interesting. Yeah. And obviously there's some Republicans who feel that's exactly how he looks at things. So, you know, but it, in the context of his delivery and the jokes in general, it's pretty funny. I know people are it's controversial sometimes, the White House Correspondents' Dinner. But when you're in the room and you're and everybody's laughing at these jokes, you know, people get to Monday and they move on and it's Washington again.
Uh-huh. That's proven out. That's very, very sage, because that's what's proven to be the case this past week, as is usually the case. Okay, so we have at number 10 the situation with Bruce Jenner, the James Holmes trial, number 9, number 8, the Correspondents' Dinner, and number 7, around the corner here on this week's Countdown.
Inventory is everything. Product sitting on shelves is money sitting on shelves. Managing our inventory is key. That's why I use KeepStock Solutions from Grainger. KeepStock Solutions help keep just the right amount of inventory on hand. KeepStock Solutions help keep the cost down. KeepStock Solutions keep me a happy camper. What's the key to better inventory management? KeepStock Solutions from Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Visit Grainger.com/KeepStock for more information. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
GEICO is available 24/7. Unlike Billy, my boyfriend, who is apparently available 24/7. And with GEICO's claim status update, after I report a claim, I receive update alerts to my GEICO app. Did you hear that, Billy? Update. Alerts. I sure would like to be updated on why you can't return a text. Maybe I should just be dating GEICO.
Claim status updates, just a few taps away on the GEICO app.
How fast are new Allegra gel caps?
I didn't know you got a cat fast.
How strong are new Allegra gel caps?
10 more lots to go strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gives you noticeable relief of your toughest allergy symptoms in just 1 hour. 2 times faster than Claritin, and stays strong for 24 hours. New Allegra gel caps. Nothing's faster. Nothing's stronger. Among OTC oral antihistamines, refers to first dose only. Starts working in 1 hour. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Growth can be an intimidating 6-letter word. Especially when the guys upstairs want 7% of it. That's why you need 1 8-letter word. Grainger. Grainger. The G is for growth. From industry specialists to over 1 million products across almost every category, Grainger has the resources to help us grow. Now can you guess what my favorite 4-letter word is? WORK. Let's get back to it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Number seven.
Number seven this week on the Talk Radio Review is the focus on Nepal and the aftermath of that earthquake. Earlier on the Good Day program this past week, I talked to Men's Health tech editor Greg Stebbin about how one can avoid scams. If you're interested in trying to help, to donate to charities that are going in with the relief efforts to help the earthquake survivors there, there are plenty of scams. So here is Greg explaining what to look out for.
The first thing is, and I hate to say this because it sounds cynical, but expect the worst of people at times like this. Because at times like this, when there's natural disasters, the scammers recognize it's a great time to pry money out of your wallet. And if you're going to give, you want it to go to the people you're giving to, not to bad people.
Right.
So first of all, if you get an email or a pop-up on a website and it says, give to the people of Nepal, I would be very, very suspicious of
don't.
That.
Delete next.
Yeah, don't even click on. Don't even let your curiosity get the better.
By the way, it's not only the scam and ripping money off from you. What I've found in the past from reading into this is that some of these people they attach Trojan horses. They have all kinds of all kinds of things that they can use to get in. Never mind, you send them money, they're going to grab whatever they can by attaching themselves to your email or to your computer.
You
right?
just took the words right out of my mouth. So that's why I'm saying don't even click. And, you know, so you might separate things into charities you know and charities you don't know. Even if you get something from a charity you have donated to before, let's call it the Red Cross. Even if you've donated to the Red Cross before, if you get a email from them asking for money, it doesn't mean it came from the Red Cross. And
no.
You may not be able to figure out whether it's real or fake. So if you want to donate to the Red Cross, I would use one of two methods. First of all, get there by clicking on a link at a legitimate site. I just put up a site from the New York Times with a list of legitimate charities. I'm also going to post another similar list from USA Today. That's a good way to get there. Get there from the New York Times or the USA Today site or another news site that you respect and trust.
Mm-hmm.
Or type in redcross.org or Google it. That's the best way to be sure you're really going where you're going to. Because even websites can be spoofed and counterfeited, so
yeah.
You could end up somewhere you think you are, and you're just feeding money into the scammer's hands.
I don't believe in the Red Cross. I don't send them any money because I think they're over bloated and overdone and over. I'm happy to tell people don't go to the Red Cross from my experience. If it makes any difference, I think there are other ways and places that you can find.
You bring up a good point. If you want to investigate a charity, there's actually a great website called charitynavigator.org.
Yeah.
And this is a site that's been around for a long, long time, and what they do is in an unbiased way rank charities, first for legitimacy, and then they'll tell you how much money that charity actually sends on to the causes they purport to help,
yeah.
and how much they keep for themselves and things like administrative costs.
Yeah.
So if you're not sure about a charity or an organization, go to Charity Navigator to investigate. If they're not there at all, that would raise a red flag
right.
as well.
And so in terms of what happened as the week ended, search and rescue teams in Nepal helping with a lot of the what you'd expect. The rubble is everywhere. Finding a few people here and there, though. I think I remember reading about some crowds cheering as a teenager was pulled to safety, some underneath this rubble for 5-6 days, living in what would only be considered horrific conditions. That's nothing difficult to describe. I'm looking at a picture of a medic putting an IV drip into an older man who was under the rubble. Looking into these people's eyes and the just stunned expressions when they come out. There's one person who got a picture of this guy as he blinked for the first time he'd seen sunlight in 6 or 7 days. Pretty amazing stuff. About the good stuff that humans are made of. 21 after the hour on the countdown.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610, or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number six.
The number six issue this week on our Talk Radio Review is a focus on the economy of our country in the first quarter of this year. Here's radio host Joel Riley talking to Alan Wessler from CNBC. They discuss what NASDAQ's record week really meant to our economy.
Let's talk NASDAQ. It was truly historic.
Yeah, it was. It's bumping up. But, you know, remember, NASDAQ's the hot market. That's where you get all your momentum plays, you know, your cult stocks and things like that. So you should take it with a grain of salt. Like, you know, yesterday we saw it get a little bit of a bloody nose, and that's because one sector in the NASDAQ that tends to dominate the NASDAQ, the biotechs, they had a bad day, okay? Celadon, one of the real hot stocks in there, it declined 80%. 80% of stock goes down. The reason was one of their drugs didn't do so hot in the study, and everybody was sort of betting the farm on that one. So it got pulled down. So when you see the NASDAQ go up like that, remember, that's where, you know, a lot of the hot stocks, you know, like the GoPros of this world, the social media stocks, things like that, are going in, and they're going to have volatility.
Well, yeah, down 80%, that is the definition of volatility.
That's the definition of a bad day.
So then when you see that, though, I mean, you know, and again, we put it in the context of confidence. Does that rock people generally, or because it's the NASDAQ and people and the insiders know that's where the hot prospects are, it's like, well, that's another day. We're going to chalk it up and see what we can get done tomorrow.
Yeah, you don't see as many, you know, you don't see the more of the general investing population get, you know, really upset about the NASDAQ. To the same degree that you would, you know, if you saw the Dow take dipsy doodles like that, or the S&P, you know, people understand that affects more of the broader swath of the economy. You know, the Dow stocks, the Dow, remember, that's 30 stocks, but they're well diversified and tends to be the big industrials, what we call the blue chips,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
And then the S&P, that's made up of 500 companies, and that's really the index that represents America's economy when you think about it and stuff like that. So those are much more about the economic well-being of the country. Now, NASDAQ has plenty of different stocks in it, but it also tends to get the real, you know, hey, this is going to be the next big thing type of stocks that, you know, well, sometimes it is the next big thing, sometimes it isn't.
Right. So now you mentioned the phrase broader economy. So let's just pull back one more player, and then I'll let you go. We're starting to get some trickles and some dribs and drabs about, employers starting to release the pennies, giving employees a little bump in pay, here, there. So are we feeling better and better about the overall economy, the broader economy?
We're feeling better and better, but we're not feeling really stellar right now. The trick is the Fed, okay? The Fed's been sitting on zero interest rates, and then the Fed has said, we're going to be data-dependent about raising interest rates, okay? So all the data's been coming in mediocre. But the question is it coming in mediocre because companies don't want to, you know, take drastic action until they see the Fed do something certain with its policy? Or is it because they're mediocre because the business just isn't there? You sort of have a chicken and the egg kind of thing. So the Fed has sort of painted itself in a corner where it really wants to raise the rate to indicate the economy is going forward, but because it says all this data-dependent stuff, the numbers aren't right. So things are getting better, and eventually the Fed will get off the dime, but we're not booming right now.
Looking for a hot investment? Tesla. Expanding into home batteries. Announcement this week, part of an elaborate plan to reshape the electric grid with a combination of solar panels and home batteries. The fellow who has started Tesla, CEO Elon Musk, says the system could be a boon to those living off the electric grid, similar to moves made by other tech companies to connect some of the most remote regions of the world to services that previously required wires. This guy is a genius. And if I'm looking for a place to invest, I'm betting on this guy. More ups than downs, but it's not a stock tip, folks. Just giving you a little something to think about on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And GenStone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call GenStone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
A stellar group of this week's talk lineup. The charts for the week of April 27th to the 1st of May. I'm Doug Steffen with the stories, the topics, the hot hits in talk radio to review where we are to this point in the countdown. Starting at number 10, the Bruce Jenner issue, put issue in quotation marks. The James Holmes issue, not necessarily in quotation marks. Number 9, his trial continuing. White House Correspondents' Dinner and the fun a lot of people had with the president. Number 7, aftermath of the earthquake in Nepal. Number 6, where the economy is. So that brings us around now to
number 5.
Ah, there's the big voice announcer. Right on cue. At number 5 on the countdown this week, we're continuing to go back and forth with Iran and these nuclear negotiations, it would seem. Here's host Pat Campbell talking to Senator James Lankford of Oklahoma about the status of the nuclear negotiations with Iran.
This Iran Nuclear Agreement Review Act that's currently in the Senate, what's it all about? What's your role?
Yeah, the Senate has continued to take up a way to be able to regain Senate authority. Let me give you the quick background on it. When a Sanctions Act was passed in the past, they have what is typically in a Sanctions Act, that is a waiver for American security or national security. That they keep the sanctions in place, Congress voted to put them in place, keep them in place until there's a national security or unless there's a national security. Well, the president basically invented his own definition of national security and pulled away the sanctions and said, I'm going to negotiate and I'm going to take these away first. Well, that was not the congressional intent on it, but he just declared it. So now Congress is in a weird spot. We have to actually go back and find a way to get a veto-proof majority to put sanctions back in without a waiver. And so that is the negotiation right now that we have to get Republicans and Democrats together be able to put the sanctions back in place and to be able to hold them with 67. So it's not a good spot for Congress to be in. But we have the coalition together at this point. There are enough people that are ticked off and frustrated with what's going on with the president's non-negotiation. We're really not negotiating with Iran. We seem to be just giving Iran whatever they want. That's not negotiation, and we're not holding tight.
What are the current? What is the current state of those negotiations? Where are we right now with Iran?
All right, there's three stages of this. One of them started last year when they actually set the parameters down for the timelines of when they would make deals, and that even caused a great deal of concern how they were going to do it. And the second phase ended about 3 weeks ago when they set the basic framework for the agreement. Here's the big picture items that will be in the agreement. And then the third phase is by June the 30th, they have to release the final deal. So they're in that working from the big picture down to the final nitty-gritty details right now. The big picture is bad enough. I can't imagine what the nitty-gritty details are. The big picture is the UN said no centrifuges. The big picture that John Kerry put out and the president put out was 5,000 centrifuges. The big picture was they couldn't create nuclear material. John Kerry, Obama, negotiated framework says, yes, they can do enrichment. We just want to watch them. The UN version was they cannot have a nuclear weapon. The John Kerry Obama version is they can have a nuclear weapon as long as they wait a year and we know about it before they build it. The UN version is they don't have a nuclear missile or any capability. The John Kerry Obama version is they can that we're not going to watch them on the missile. We're just going to tell them don't do it, but we're not really inspecting the missile side of it. So it's really a mess. We are to the left of the UN, and that's a place very, very unfamiliar for Americans to be.
Number four item this week, the Supreme Court has a number of hearings this week, including the gay marriage issue. Here's host Rebecca Marshall, along with Steve Leader, talking to legal analyst Andrew Cohen about the Supreme Court hearing on gay marriage.
So we understand Justice Anthony Kennedy sent some mixed signals on same-sex marriage. What was your take?
He did. You know, he's always playing Hamlet. He knows it. He knows everyone's watching him. He knows he's the deciding vote. One way or the other, he's going to determine what happens to same-sex marriage. So on the one hand, he asked some questions that lead you to think that he's focused very much on the dignity of gay and lesbian couples who want to get married. Questions that lead you to think he's going to strike down these same-sex marriage bans. And then at other times in the arguments, he talked a lot about states' rights and the need to allow states to continue to sort of manage and administer the institution of marriage. And that's, of course, a question that leads you to think that he's willing to uphold some of these same-sex marriage bans. So at some point, he's going to have to decide, if he hasn't already, and then tell his colleagues, and then the Supreme Court will figure out what to do from there.
Is it, Andrew, somewhat easy or somewhat difficult for regular Supreme Court watchers to get a sense of how the court might rule in a particular case?
I think it's always very difficult, and I think you also have to be very careful about oral argument. A lot of people try to read too much into the questions that are asked or the answers that are given. My sense is, and some of the justices have confirmed that over the years, is that their minds are pretty much made up by the time that they get to oral argument. They may have a question or two. Some of them grandstand and posture for the media. Certainly Justice Scalia does that. Justice Breyer does that. But I don't think that somebody came in, one of the nine justices came in and had his or her mind changed by what the lawyer said. Remember, the lawyers are basically repeating what's been in the written briefs that have been submitted and on file for months and months.
All right, having said that, would you care to make a prediction on the outcome here?
5-4. How's that? It's going to be 5-4. I think it's going to be close. I think Justice Kennedy is going to side with proponents of same-sex marriage. I think Justice Kennedy is going to vote to strike down these bans. And then the question will be, will Chief Justice Roberts also, at that point, knowing that he may have lost, join that side, make it a 6-3 decision so that Chief Justice Roberts can write the opinion and write an opinion that is more narrow than the opinion that Justice Kennedy would be writing. So that's a little bit of horseplay that we could see. I don't see it going 6-3 in the other direction. And, of course, the hope is, regardless of what the vote is, that there's clarity for all these people who basically have their marriages in limbo.
Number three.
All right, the news and the conversation about the news this week regarding Mrs. Clinton and her foundation, or the Clinton Foundation involving not only Mrs. Clinton, but Mr. Clinton and other members of the Clinton family. Here from our affiliate, WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware, talk host Alan Ludell here having a conversation with Eleanor Clift, the political analyst, about the latest scandal, if that's what it is, for Mrs. Clinton.
As Clinton scandals, potential scandals go, would you say this has roots, this has legs potentially?
I don't know that this is a Clinton scandal exactly, because I think the author, Peter Schweizer, is next going to look at all the business deals that Jeb Bush made after leaving the governor's office in Florida almost a decade ago. Actually, the worst things in Washington are what's legal. I think we do have a government that, the best government money can buy. And so I think this all bears examination, and we have all these, unlimited sums of money now coming into the political system where people don't have to disclose their names. And I think we really are vulnerable to purchase by special interest and or corruption. So, the Clintons are not the only people caught up in this, but she is running for president. She could be the next president. And she could put an end to a lot of the questions by, I think, Common Cause, which is really one of the original good government organizations, is saying that she should appoint an independent investigator to do an audit. And I think that's appropriate.
Couple of seconds. One gets the impression, though, the Clinton bashers, this is just more fodder. People who either love the Clintons or just think it's time for a woman president, whatever it's going to be, it's like raindrops bouncing off a newly Simonized car. I guess what I'm saying is probably only a small proportion of people would actually weigh this seriously one way or the other, because everyone else has a closed mind.
Well, first of all, I don't think this is going to cost her any votes. I think people who are for Hillary Clinton are for her because they think she'll be a strong leader and they like her positions on policies.
Yeah.
And they are accustomed to all the scandals and fake scandals and mini scandals, and this is just one more of them. But I think if you look at the polls, people, the outrage about big money in politics is really rising, and you have at least one Republican, Lindsey Graham, has suggested this is a problem. We may need a constitutional amendment.
One of the great things about listening to people who are hosts on the radio, if they're good, the way they take imagery, words, and when Alan Ludell made reference to raindrops on a newly Simonized car, who couldn't imagine what that looked like? That was a great phrase. Alan, good job. It's the number three item this week, the Clinton Foundation scrutiny that we were just talking about. In a moment, or two or three, here on the countdown, we'll get to item number two in this week's review.
The results are in. For the treatment of nasal allergy symptoms, nothing is more effective than Nasacort. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour is prescription-strength medicine that's scent and alcohol-free with no harsh taste. It's non-addictive and provides 24-hour relief of the worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, with no prescription needed. And in a recent clinical study with Nasacort going nose-to-nose with Flonase, more people prefer Nasacort. For more information, visit Nasacort.com. Nasacort. Use as directed.
Inventory is everything. Products sitting on shelves is money sitting on shelves. Managing our inventory is key. That's why I use KeepStock Solutions from Grainger. KeepStock Solutions help keep just the right amount of inventory on hand. KeepStock Solutions help keep the cost down. KeepStock Solutions keep me a happy camper. What's the key to better inventory management? KeepStock Solutions from Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Visit Grainger.com/KeepStock for more information. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
GEICO is available 24/7. Unlike Billy, my boyfriend, who is apparently available 24/7. And with GEICO's claim status update, after I report a claim, I receive update alerts through my GEICO app. Did you hear that, Billy? Update. Alerts. I sure would like to be updated on why you can't return a text. Maybe I should just be dating GEICO.
Claim status updates, just a few taps away on the GEICO app.
How fast are new Allegra gel caps?
I didn't know you got a cat fast.
How strong are new Allegra gel caps?
10 more logs to go strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gives you noticeable relief of your toughest allergy symptoms in just 1 hour. 2 times faster than Claritin and stays strong for 24 hours. New Allegra Gel Caps. Nothing's faster. Nothing's stronger. Among OTC oral antihistamines, refers to first dose only. Starts working in 1 hour. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Growth can be an intimidating 6-letter word. Especially when the guys upstairs want 7% of it. That's why you need 1 8-letter word. Grainger. Grainger. The G is for growth. From industry specialists to over 1 million products across almost every category, Grainger has the resources to help us grow. Now can you guess what my favorite 4-letter word is? WORK. Let's get back to it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Number two.
Number two this week on our review of the hot hits in talk radio. Who's running? We might as well just have this in a permanent location on the countdown, somewhere between number one and number five every week. The presidential prospects for next year. Here's host Jack Heath talking to Donald Trump about whether Trump's ready to run.
What's your thought process now on a decision? Likely, leaning likely or not? I know you've hired some key staff. This is your at least third visit recently to New Hampshire.
Right.
You've been meeting with a lot of people, open events kind of thing. What's your thought and timetable on a decision on running for president of the United States?
Very likely, and I'll make a decision by June, July.
Well, refreshing to get question answered. I appreciate that, sir.
Yeah.
Well,
that's what the country needs a little bit of, instead of these politicians that they talk and talk and nothing comes out, nothing happens. We're going to hell as a country, and, you know, it's very sad to watch. No, it's very likely, and I'll be making my decision in June, July.
Marco Rubio coming out of last week in some of the polls. Now, this is very early. It's like, you know, in the very first part of the quarter of a long game. Governor Scott Walker, Wisconsin, is on the show tomorrow. Carly Fiorina is on the show tomorrow. Jeb Bush, sort of the big name out there. He's not officially announced. What do you attribute just the Marco Rubio surge to, if there is a surge? Maybe there isn't a surge.
Well, it's not a surge. I mean, I saw a poll. They don't even put me in the polls because nobody thinks I'm running. So
you've been showing up in polls here pretty positively, though.
Well,
in New Hampshire.
I have been. Actually, they put me in. I got 7 or 8%. I was like in the top 4.
Yeah.
And yet nobody thinks I'm running, which is pretty good. You know, somebody said, you know, if you ever announce, you're going to go to the top of the polls. It'll be very interesting to see. Let's see what happens. Okay, let's see what happens. But you know, a lot of them don't put me in polls because they say, oh, he's not running. He's not running. He's working on his brand. He's just making his brand, and it's good for his company. Let me tell you something. I don't have to do this. This is, you know, they say he has a good time. I don't have a good time. I love New Hampshire. I have a lot of friends in New Hampshire, but I don't have to go there
right this
morning. In 10 minutes I leave and make 3 speeches. And, you know, we're packed, by the way. The audiences are packed at all 3 places. And I love New Hampshire, but I love running my business. I don't have to do this.
Yeah.
The country is going to hell. China's ripping us. Mexico's ripping us. Everyone. And we don't even know about it. And it's a combination of both. It's corruption and it's the Hillary Clinton stuff, where they do what's wrong for the country because they got a speaking fee. That's what's going on with our country.
Don't you love him? He says things that actually make a lot of sense. Reference to Mrs. Clinton, who has a 3-week-old campaign, being attacked by the Republicans this week on pretty much everything from donations to the charitable foundation to her tenure as Secretary of State and the alleged ties to Wall Street. The political action committees are treading more carefully because There has been a suggestion that she's too old. How about that? Mrs. Clinton will be 69 if she's elected. Ronald Reagan was 70 when he was sworn in 1981. Is there a question about her health or her fitness? I don't think so. I remember Bob Dole running in 1996, and there were some questions about him. John McCain, remember when he ran in 2008? He was 71 then. He's running for the Senate again now. I think he's, what, 78? I don't know about age. We have too many people focused on age. How about qualifications, putting that front and center? It's 51 after on the countdown.
The receiver, with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number one.
Number one, no surprise. The Gray Death Baltimore protesting continued this past week. Earlier in the week on the Good Day program, I talked to a Baltimore reporter, Kenny Burns, about how everything started earlier in the week following the funeral of Mr. Freddie Gray.
When I first saw this on television, the chopper shop is trained on a subway station. That's where you normally find a lot of school students during that time of day. They're waiting to go home. But not far from that subway station is a high school, Douglas High School, which ironically enough sits between the mall and the church where the funeral took place.
All right, so how do we, we're casual observers from the outside, knowing how critical I am of the news media in general, you just give yourself more fodder here under the circumstances. You, we, all of us who pay attention to discuss what's going on, trying to interpret from what goes on or is reported in the news media from what's real. And so these people who were out there getting the attention were the ones, the minority, that were attacking motorists and cars and business. And so I want to know where the front line, where the headline is for the 10,000 people that I'm told showed up to protest. And where are a lot of these high school students among that group, Ken?
They were. Doug, for God's honest truth, the headlines were there. We've been, well, I can't say we because I was out of town last week, but from everything that I saw, from national media to even the local media, we were reporting that The protests have been peaceful. And like I said yesterday, tensions were high for sure, but the protesters were policing themselves. In fact, I shot a YouTube video with a group that I marched with Friday where things almost got out of hand, and one of the leaders gathered the crowd and said, "Don't touch any cars, don't cause any problems, silence is golden, we're going to march, we're going to call attention to the cause."
All right, here's host Mark Reardon talking with John Gaskin, national board member of the NAACP, about the questions that remain regarding Mr. Gray and his treatment and how people in Baltimore feel what the solution is. How do they feel about solving the violence?
What happened here in Baltimore that led to the outrage? I think that there's still plenty of questions about what police did, and there has to be due process. And I know that part of the problem here is that I think folks like you are concerned that this happens on a regular basis, like what happened to Freddie Gray. And this is a confusing case because I don't know the answers. It doesn't seem like anybody really has the answers to this. But once again, we're in a situation where some people think that the solution is setting fires and throwing bricks at police officers and burning down businesses.
You're exactly right, Mark. Rioting and looting is never acceptable. It is not okay. It's counterproductive. As President Obama and Loretta Lynch have said countless times in the past 24 hours. But I will say this. I think we don't need to get lost in that. I think we really should look at one of the reasons as to why people take going to that type of helplessness and that type of reaction. When you take a look at unemployment, when you take a look at poverty in the city of Baltimore, you've got a situation that is far more worse than Ferguson, because you're talking about a municipality over there versus an urban core in Baltimore that has a history of poverty, of despair, and quite honestly, of police brutality, dating back the past, before the last two mayors that they've had there. And so I think this is an opportunity for the conversation to continue as to how we deal with those undergirding issues within urban communities, especially African-American communities in the inner city.
All right, so a reminder of what we post for you every weekend on DougStephan.com, the talker's list of the top 10 talk topics. You can tell us which one is the most important to you. Is it the Bruce Jenner situation, James Holmes trial, correspondence dinner, the Nepal earthquake, the economy in our country, Iran, Supreme Court hearings on gay marriage, the Clinton Foundation investigation, who's running for president, or the protesting and the violence in Baltimore? I guess if I were to pick one of those 10 myself, I would say that it was a combination of number 4, the Supreme Court gay marriage case, and the protesting and violence and poor news reporting in Baltimore. So that's it. A review of the top 10 items. Thanks to the folks at Talkers Magazine, Talkers.com, Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, and me, Doug Stephan, here on our weekly review. Thanks for being here on The Countdown. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stephan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.